last week, the parsha says, "Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Horono." Rashi makes a cheshbon in the medrash that we're missing some years of the years of Yaakov. The age doesn't work out. The years don't stim. The Chazal tell us for 22 years he was nitman bebeis shem ve'eva. Yaakov went to learn bebeis shem ve'eva for 22 years. Before you go out to live with Lavan, you need to learn. Huh? 14 years. I'm sorry. You need to learn. So 14 years he was missing. Why? Nitman bebeis shem ve'eva to learn. Before you go to live with Lavan, you need to learn for years in yeshiva. So the Mefarshim asks, such an important message. That's an important message. It's really a very important message. Yaakov Avinu is hiding for 14 years, sitting and learning. Why the Torah doesn't speak it out? It's not even written down in the Torah. Rashi has a problem. We make the cheshbon of the life of Yaakov. 14 years are missing inside the cheshbon. The answer is, he was nitman bebeis shem. We found word of 14 years. So let the Torah say, Vayetzi Yaakov, Vayelech Lilmoy Torah. If you're an ear and a pekiyas, we'll go into it in a second. Yeah, but he learned for 14 years, and then he went to Lavan. Why the Torah misses out this such important message? Such a wichtige message. Rashi finds it. Unless Rashi figured out the years, Chazal will not figure out the years. We will not even know this information. The whole idea of these 14 years that is hidden in Beishem Ve'eva, he hides. He's not a part of the world. He disappears and he closes himself and he sits and learns. And only because that was the way that he was, that is the way that he did it, that he hid, that no one knew where he is, he was unavailable, it was successful, and it gave that tzloch what it has to give. Lu yitzuyo, we would know where Yaakov is. The Pasuk would say, he went to learn by Beis Shem Ve'eva, it would not have that effect. It would not have that success. The whole heft of the 14 years that we can't find out where is Yaakov disappeared. Ah, he was an issue. That message can only be written down in a way we can't find Yaakov. He's all disappeared. We figure out where he is, and then we manage to figure out where is Yaakov. Why I'm saying it. Bochum do not understand, especially in our generation, so much Torah in the world. It's ribui Torah, we call it. Open the Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu helps you on the side. If not, you take a Piskei Tshuvos and he helps you. If you don't know the ideas, you just take a Oral Torah and you all organize. You open a Ketzos, you have the Ma'amikemus at the bottom. When we were bochim at your age, if you heard of Rabbi Kiva Eger, you written it right away because you knew next time you learn how you would know this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Today some people even don't keep their notes of shir almost. They'll just check the Oral Torah later. It's not the same. What I'm trying to say is, there's a lot of Torah inside the world. The Yitzhak can't fight it. Mamash is a lot of Torah. Shir all over. You can just like, you know, to listen, just what you want, you just plug it into your ear and then you can hear. You can hear everything. It's Mamash. You don't have a chavrusa. Take out your bed. You just have a chavrusa, yeah? Everything is there. The Yitzhahara managed to do something that is called no one is hiding in Beis Shem Ve'ed. Bracha goes to yeshiva. I'm not speaking now and advises, you know, iPhones and smartphones and stupid phones, all these things. I'm not speaking about that kind of things. For sure, B'chlal Mana Mosai. The guy has a phone. He sits and learns. His friend calls him in the middle of morning seder. His friend calls him in the middle of shir. His friend calls him in the middle of davening. He's not hiding in yeshiva. But this is really one shlat. He finishes night seder. From night seder finishes till he goes to sleep, he's all over the world. That's where the bad boys that go to town. These guys have to leave yeshiva. The yeshiva doesn't want them here. You know someone like that, tell them to leave. I'm not talking to them. They don't want them. They're mazik, the tzibur, they're bad. But I'm saying, even guys that don't have not such bad ichi bachre, yeah, that go after the night seder to these places. They go to the dira, they read a book. They go to someone's house to eat another supper. They're not in yeshiva. They visit in yeshiva a little bit, yeah? In between 10 and 12 o'clock in the morning they visit. In between 4 and 6 they visit. In between 9:30 and 10:30 they visit. They're not even balabatim. They're not even balabatim. No shaykhs to yeshiva bacha. No shaykhs. They're not getting nothing from yeshiva. Maybe they're in a Yachikala, maybe. You'll see next week Yachikala even much better than that, yeah? The Yitzhahore is so important to him to make you to feel that you're a good Bacher, just I need to take it a little bit easy, yeah? I call it a little bit bad, but a little bit easy. Why? You're not a Yeshiva Bacher. No Shaykh is in between you and a Yeshiva Bacher. You're a guy that studied a couple of hours. Yeah, a student of Talmud. Yeah, they study in the guy study Talmud. You know, in Cuba, in Rome, they also study Talmud. No difference. Yeah, he is Yiddish, he is Gaimsha. Why did Yitzhahore? Yitzhahore knows. I'm just taking from Yaakov. Yaakov wants to go to the world, Yaakov Atzadik. He needs 14 years, yeah? Even if it's not 22, it's 14 years, yeah? Closed, tied up, maybe to be mashpia on him. But I am not Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, I'm much better than Yaakov, you know? Yeah, I don't have a twin, so I'm not so bad like Yaakov. And I could, with an hour in yeshiva, I could manage. And the person wonders why he's not growing, why he's not becoming a Talmid Chacham, why he's not, why nothing is happening. And it's always very smart. He knows if he will tell you, leave yeshiva, go to college, pass this to you. So he's, you're very good, you're in yeshiva, you're good at Bachar. No, and everyone on his level, his boys, like I say, monsters, yeah, that is what they do. 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, an hour, and then, he's mamish, they're mazik, choytu, machti. Terrible, we have to get rid of them. Take them out of yeshiva. We don't want them. But even the good bacher, he learns. But when he comes 10:30 to his dira, I understand he needs to relax. Eat a pizza. It's not fleshy, that's over, yeah? He needs to talk home. He needs to schmooze to a roommate. Even maybe to read a story on Gdolim. But from there, for a couple of hours to be like a guy, he's not in yeshiva. Some of them stay up till 2 o'clock, till 3 o'clock by night. He told me that some bochim told him that it's a zachlal shishi bochim make a party. The first time I heard about it. There's a Muslim that some bochim lal shishi have a party. I knew Purim people have a party. Lal Shabbos I heard epes. Lal shishi, it's a normal thing. They're not in yeshiva. Friday, the Shabbos, another yeshiva. What's the Shabbos? Who knows where they are? It's more like all the same kind of words. Yeah. Even if he comes to yeshiva Sunday morning, yeah, and he learns from 9 o'clock chazak, and love is talking the whole week, he's okay. I believe it. But love is talking. He's not yeshiva. Bar. In 5 days, learn to yeshiva. Nothing for what yeshiva bachur gains in his ruchnias, this person has. And the yitzhara is so important for him. He has you. He's holding you in the leash. He just doesn't, he's not fighting with you. And what he does makes you feel so good about yourself. He's telling you now, this captain is a bit finat, a bit, doesn't chap what is going on. This is what exactly he wants you. Feel very good about yourself. I know Shir, I'm learning, I'm very earlier from different people. I'm a Givaldige Bochum. Yaakov Avinu, 14 years. Now, I spoke about the Bochum that is taking these breaks. Forget about that, his Bochum, in the hour that he's learning, he's not learning. But what if someone needs me? So, what do you do, Shabbos? He also leaves his follow-up in Shabbos. What if someone needs me? What if someone needs me? Yaakov was nitman bebeis shem ve'eivah 14 years. Nitman. We can't find him. It's not even written. It's no address. Shulazam and Oyabach had another apartment near his house. He would go to learn there. No one knew where it is. No one was allowed to walk into there. And there he sat and learned 10, 12 hours a day. And there he grew. And Beliashiv, every night, would wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. Would learn straight till the morning. There was no one there, no disturbing, nothing. This is the way they grew. This is the key to growth. The key to grow is to be cut off and just to learn. But Yitzhak doesn't keep quiet. You think you shut your phone? He lets the guy near you to shmooze to you. The chavrusa to shmooze to you. Chazanish writes in Aigeras, Haloimed v'poisek v'loimed v'poisek. Hareihu. Someone that learns and stops, shmoozes, second for his chavrusa, second for the guy near him, checks the bathrooms if they're working yet, comes back to see if the water comes out of the forces outside yet, you have to check if the elevator you can go up and down yet, to see if the stores outside are closed or open. Chaznish calls him, Oisef Hevel Veruach. What he has out of his safer, he collected wind. Maybe the information he knows. Hevel Veruach. Hevel Veruach. The Yitzhar Hore doesn't want you to grow. He's fighting with the ganze koyach. With the ganze koyach he's fighting. He knows if he does that, you're nothing. You're not climbing up the mountain. You're not becoming a better person. You say, why? So what? Yaakov felt he needs 14 years straight. Still together, so this. Yeah, you know, you're not learning it 14 years straight, he needs. Vayishan b'mokri ma'u, Chazal say, 14 years he didn't go to bed. Now, so the Elam Asakash is why I went to sleep after 14 years.
The answer is really out of yeshiva. It's a mahalach of life. But he needed 14 years of yeshiva without going into bed. Everyone could get there. Everyone could get there. But we have to have it. We have to have this Ratzifus. Baruch will ask, I don't feel a cheshek in learning. I don't feel a gishmak in learning. But you learn the Ratzifus? You learn Beretzifus? How many hours you learn Beretzifus? I'm not saying now, so no, talk a word. I'm saying Tainis Divo. You can't shut your phones. You can't leave your phone and your deer. You can't. You can't not party. One day he misses, one day he's not. One day he misses, one day he's not. What kind of tzur it is? What kind of bachur he is? Hoysel Hoysef is collecting hevel v'ruach, the Chazon Ish calls it. Hevel v'ruach. They say from Rabbi Elchanan, Rabbi Elchanan had a baby boy. He was learning in the Kolel Avreichim HaMetzuyonim by the Chofetz Chaim. He went to the Chofetz Chaim and he told him, I had a baby boy. So I have to go back home. It's brought down, I saw it written down the mice. Chofetz Chaim asked him if he's the Moyel. If he's the Moyel. I said, Bachur, why are you missed today? I had a bris. So I said, but your father was not Mali when you ate. I said, no, you had a bris. So then I found out that his neighbor's sister had a baby boy. Had a bris. Let's go back to the States. A cousin of his is getting married. Chofetz Chaim told Rebbe Elchanan, and I think Rebbe Elchanan in the way would learn, and I don't think Rebbe Elchanan owed the iPhone. I think in the way Rebbe Elchanan would learn Melech Nechov HaDerech. Yeah? And Rabbi Chofetz Chaim asked him if he's the Moya. If he's the Moya. That's what he asked him. It's not nice to his wife. You know, it's not nice to my parents. It's not nice to my wife. Chofetz Chaim knows that that is not a chesh. I'm not saying, I think he is. So why I let Yingelai to go to the ombres with the kids? Yeah? Because when that young man will stop to go out to the bathroom 5 times during the Seder, leave a half an hour before Shir, so then also he can't go to the bris. Because man, the val, he has to eat, Shashtainis, hour he did it. You're not even hungry, it all just makes you up for reasons, When he plays ball, he could play for 10 hours, and he's not hungry, During Seder, after hours, it's mamish. Now she's starving. So it's demyanis. It's demyanis. Chazal say, Ikar toirosoi shel odom balaylo. Why Ikar toirosoi shel odom balaylo? The reason Ikar toirosoi shel odom balaylo, because in the old days, by night, was no one to talk. By day, it was business, people came, people went. By night, there was no phones. You just said, no one walking in the streets. Tich l'regel in a shoe. Ikar tirosi shel odom balay. One of the G'dolim said, in our days, Ikar tirosi shel odom balay, that's not Shabbos. There's nothing what you could do. So what you do, you go to someone has a suda, you eat. Oichel kimo, shayse kimo, v'yoshe kol alayla. Yitzchok knows this is the key of that slacha.
The Bocher Stanza doesn't realize, he doesn't see it, it's so sad to see it. He mamish thinks that he's a good Bocher, he's steiging this man. What makes him steig? To walk in 10 o'clock to say them? Till 12? In a good case, we look at the guy who walks in 10 o'clock. The guy who walks in 9 o'clock could learn till 12. The guy who walks in 10 has to get ready from 11:30 to share. Yeah? We look at the same guy, I don't know why it is. Yeah? He needs to get ready. Then sometimes he gets lost in the way, sometimes he doesn't get lost in the way. Yeah? Then he has second Seder. Eat, cook, rest, 4 o'clock. Yeah? 6 o'clock, it's already dark. Yeah, he has to get ready for night Seder. Comes 9 o'clock, but he didn't have a marriage yet. Yeah? He's not learning. And he's pretending that he's learning. So it could be he's a Balkishin and he knows the information. Could be. Could be he's a Balkishin and he knows the information. And it could be he will know. It could be he will know Masechta or two. Yaakov was already Yaakov Avinu before he went to Beishen. But the growth that Yaakov kicked up to become Yaakov Avinu was the 14 years. We were bochum. Once, in 2 months, we would leave Yeshiva. Bochum, every week he has to go somewhere. Yeah? Where he could go for Shabbos? Even Lamazon, he's spoiled and he can't eat the Shiva food. It's not good for his stomach, it's very dangerous. Lamazon, the same. Well, find a guy that makes a suda for an hour here, and be back. Fin Yom Chamishi afternoon, the vacation starts. And after that, Yom Revi, by night, he already is tomorrow's vacation. When the head, Yom Revi, okay, tomorrow's Baruch Hashem, Yom Chamishi. After Shir, already it takes it easy, yeah? And he's back Sunday morning late, yeah? So what is his week? A half a Sunday? Rishon, Chatzi, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. 3.5 days. And Revi, in the afternoon, but night, really like, ah, Tavaz, Yom Chamishi. So, if it's a Shir Plogi, the vacation starts with the Shir Plogi. It's a terrible thought. You don't really, I'm sitting in the side and I'm seeing it. You know, as we understand Yeshiva, the same Bochum. A Bochum doesn't realize he's not learning a word. Again, the boys that are not Negea, I'm not talking to them. They're not here now. I'm not saying that everyone that is not here is not Negea, but I'm not saying. But I'm saying, when the guys are not Negea, don't look for Muslim. I got. The Chavrusa goes to Abad, they already also could go off. But don't fool yourself. You don't understand. There's no recipe. You're doing something that doesn't make you happy. You know, a guy wants to get drunk. They tell him, you drink 2 bottles of whiskey, you get drunk. Yeah? I don't know how much. Is it 2 bottles is enough? Well, I don't know. So we also don't know. What? The stomach, 2 bottles, the stomach could make it. Yeah? So he takes 2 bottles. He takes a sip. Schmoozes a learning for an hour. He takes another sip. After 3 days, he finished the 2 bottles and he didn't become shikri. He doesn't understand. It doesn't work like that. Teir is the same thing. When you take it, it makes you shikri. So happy. When you drink it a little bit, nothing. It doesn't. Only makes a headache. The guy that learning like that, not only they don't become happy, they get a headache. And they don't enjoy it. That's what is happening. So you see the guys, they have headaches. They're not happy. But they never drain the Torah. They never taste the Torah. Chazal say, "Im shomoya beyoshon tishma bechodosh." Moses, "Eiver kotni yesh li leodom, masbiyo yroev marivo yisom savea." Moses, they give him yitzahore. You give him a little bit, he wants more and more and more. You make him to starve, he becomes quiet.
all the Taibas did more so like that. Guy is a little tired. He likes to look at the chazach. He's not allowed to look. He just needs to relax himself. The Gemara says, "Masbiyoi roeh." He needs more and more and more. Marivoi sobea. He does. He stops to share. Guy says, "I'm such a sore. I just need to look a movie or two." So he needs another five. It works the opposite of ruchnius. Teira is like drinking. Riani al beis hayayin. Zul teira. But if you drink small amounts, you don't become shikha. You just don't become shikha. See, why sometimes you have a guy from Kiruv, kind of one bowl, he's very excited. It's like a guy never drank wine. First time, one cup makes him shikha, yeah? Oh, but after that, you drink a little bit, it doesn't work. Drink a couple bottles, wow. You can't stop. You want more and you want more. This is the way it works in Tehran. So you have guys that pass the whole yeshiva life. The whole yeshiva life, the yeshiva world, the yeshiva life, yeah? Mm-hmm. They pass the whole yeshiva life and they never touch the light. They never touch the light. A little bit, they took one cup, they became a bit high. They never felt the taste. And the Yitzhahara doesn't tell them to take away the wine. No, whiskey makes you drunk. He puts the bottles in front of you. And he carries on 3 more bottles. And at the end of the while, he counts. Wow, the whole Masech, look how much Masech has I learned. 50 bottles. But he never drank. He never drank. Then you wonder. Pshat said, above here is a pshat. Yeah? There's a rishon that they didn't say. And they're sure they didn't aim it on the tasteless. Okay? So we didn't speak about the tasteless. Why doesn't Kira find Pshat and Teshus? Is it Nozim Foresh? Why doesn't Kira? Tells us he's not thirsty. He's not chicken. He's not chicken. A person has to be Nichba Bebeis Shem Ve'eva. The secret of Yeshiva that makes you to be Matzliach is to become you hidden. You cut off from the world. And that is, I can't. I'm not saying not to say hello to a guy near you in the middle of Seder. Sit in this Medrash for 3 hours, learn straight. You can't do the whole day straight. One Seder, 3 hours straight. And then you see guys, it's mamash, I'll say the word ickles to see them. Mamash want to vomit when you see them. Walk in, they're so happy, yeah? They walk in 10:30 to be smedish, they learn till 12. Mamish, they hack, yeah, mamish. And you see them second Seder for 2 hours, mamish, alavai, yeah? Mamish, then they come 9:30 to be smedish, they learn 10:30, chas v'sholom, not a minute more, boom, they zoom out, yeah? And they mamish, they're a good bachur. No shaykhs in between them, they yeshiva bachur. They're a student of Talmud and the Mir College. This is it. And they wonder why we don't have Hatzlocha. Again, they could count. They know the Masechtas. They do the afternoon Chinus and they get the Matzliach. Then, they're smart. A guy that studies medical also could become a doctor. You don't know. The person wants to be Matzliach. Nitman. Nitman. Everyone, if he is Madrege. Then there is Hashem. We'll have the Siyach HaMashmah.